Zombie Strike. This used to be an extreme sport watched by millions around the world. We hunted zombies on a man-made island in the South Pacific. Well, that was then. This is now. Chapter 108, Epilogue. Salem, Wyoming, 9 October 2011. 1300 hours local. Countdown, 2 months, 23 days. Quentin McClintock had attended far too many of these over the past couple of years. He felt the tears flow down his cheek as Jim's coffin was lowered into the Wyoming soil. Jim's death still didn't feel real to Quentin. Even after seeing him laid out, Quentin half expected the gregarious cowboy to be waiting for the team when he got back to Skull Island. "Doesn't seem like he's gone," Sport said quietly. "Nope," Quentin agreed, not trusting his voice for more. Quentin pulled his overcoat tighter. After the heat in Jerusalem, the cold of Wyoming seemed to be a bite even harder. "At least his kid's right in their head again," Sport said. The appearance of Jim's former lover and daughter surprised Quentin. Coyote and Raven, the Native American totem spirits, apparently came through their end of the bargain. Quentin wondered if they knew their bargain was going to cost Jim his life, and if they told him. "They didn't need to tell him," an unfamiliar voice said from behind. Quentin turned to find the young Native American man in a dark suit. Billy trotted up to the newcomer, furiously wagging his tail. Jess strode over to following the pup. The man knelt down and rubbed the spirit wolf's head. He looked up at Jess with disturbing, golden eyes. "You've been taking good care of him, little sister," the man said. "He looks ready for the fight." "Wolf," Jess breathed. Quentin fought the urge to step back as he realized he was in a deific presence. If he noticed, Wolf didn't show it. "Why are you here?" asked Mateo, joining the small group. "Are you going to send my people harrowing off on another mission and culling another?" Everyone except Wolf shrank back at Mateo's barely controlled fury. Wolf just stood as stoic as the mountain surrounding them. "No, Mateo. From everything we can see, this is the calm before the storm. None of the sides will be doing anything until it is time for the ritual." "That is the only good news that I can give you," Wolf said.
"You didn't answer my first question," Mateo said.
"No, I didn't," Wolf answered. "The truth is that I'm here to see my son and my little sister. This will be my last opportunity I have before you all travel to the city of the dead. After that, I don't know who will survive." Wolfnet knelt down and stroked Billy's fur with an apprehensive look. He looked back up at Mateo. "You have almost 3 months before the fight. Take some of that time and make sure you go see your daughter. All of you should try and see your family before you enter the city of the dead. I don't know who or if any of you will come back out." Chicago, Illinois, 15 October 2011. 2100 hours local, countdown, 2 months, 16 days. Castle sipped his cup of tea as he looked out across the Chicago nightline. He could feel the pull from the city of the dead, even from this far away. It seemed almost unreal. After so long, so many machinations, the final day was so close. The sensation was almost intoxicating. So very soon, the entire world would be reborn, and he would lead them as Zybe Totec's chosen acolyte. Castle almost didn't hear the door sliding open behind him. "I hate this city," Mikhail grumbled, walking out to join his leader. The leader of the champions had been in a foul mood since the death of Alan. Castle found that odd. Mikhail never seemed to get along with the now deceased leader of the sorcerers. As much as I hate to admit it, this is the one place close enough to the city of the dead that we could hide, Castle said, annoyed at admitting the truth to one of his subordinates. The Americans are too talented at investigating to risk anything closer. We need to get into America before they started shutting down the borders. Mikhail didn't say anything for a long while. Damn the Guardians, Mikhail spat out, breaking the silence. If they hadn't interfered, the path would be set. That was my gamble. The Guardians warned me against doing it, but I decided to chance it, Castle said, correcting his subordinate. I wasn't expecting those meddlesome totem animals to involve themselves even more. It wasn't the first time I've been wrong. Zippy Zin comes to mind. You should have let me kill him as soon as he tried to usurp you, Mikhail said, leaning against the balcony. Maybe. That's neither here nor there at the moment. How are our forces? Castle asked. Good. We know we have 100 champions backed up by nearly that many warriors. The sorcerers have nearly 24 ready to accompany us into the city. That should be plenty to deal with anything the Great Death decides to throw at us. And anything from Zombie Strike as well. Washington, D.C., October 2011. 1000 hours local, countdown, 2 months, 11 days. Jess hesitantly knocked on the door. The phone call asked her to come to Washington had come out of nowhere. Mateo was reluctant to let her go scampering up to the Capitol while they were visiting Mercedes in Tampa. Jess had been forced to remind Mateo that she was an adult who fought the undead on a regular basis. A side trip wasn't something she couldn't handle on her own. Mateo grumbled, but still drove her to the airport. Rachel Adams beamed at Jess as she opened the door. Jess almost leaped into the woman's arms, but was frozen as her eyes swept Rachel. The bulge in her middle was small but noticeable. Rachel solved the issue by grabbing Jess's arms and dragging her into the apartment. As soon as the door was shut, Rachel engulfed Jess in a warm embrace. It's so good to see you again, Jess, Rachel said. You're pregnant? Jess asked, still in shock. Yes, and that was one of the reasons I had to leave Skull Island and Mateo. Rachel said, her voice dropping to neutral as the two walked into the living room. Jess stopped as she saw the other woman. The woman was blonde, tall, and vaguely familiar. Jess hadn't met her before, but she knew she'd seen this woman somewhere. And this is one of the other reasons I had to come back, Rachel said, motioning to the woman. Jess Montgomery, meet Sissy O'Connell. Jess took Sissy's outstretched hand with trepidation. Sissy was a skilled zombie killer, even before she joined Zombie Strike. After her recovery from the team's first mission, she'd become an even more feared zombie killer amongst the various zombie militias that dotted the American landscape. Hello, Jess said, not sure of how to handle things. For what Mateo had said, Sissy had been pretty emphatic about not having anything more to do with Zombie Strike. Relax, girl, Sissy said with a bright smile. We didn't ambush you. I'm not here to cause trouble. If anything, I'm here to help. Jess gave the two women a quizzical look. Jess, I know what's coming, Rachel said. I knew I couldn't stay and distract Matt when he needed to be focused the most. I also know that Zombie Strike needs to every trained person it can lay its hands on. So I found Sissy and convinced her that her help was needed or going to be needed for this as well. So why did you call me and not Matt or even Quinn? Jess asked. Because I missed you, silly, Rachel said, hugging the girl again. Plus, I was pretty sure that you could use some girl time before things got ratcheted back up. Rachel let Jess go and sat down. Also, I just couldn't handle talking to Matt right now. I get pretty emotional quick. It would have been bad. There was an uncomfortable silence as Jess tried to figure out what to say next. Fortunately, Sissy spoke next. Listen, none of us are ready to deal with the menfolk right now, Sissy said. So let's get some lunch and shopping in while we can. Tomorrow's going to be too busy. What happens tomorrow? Jess asked. That's when we start teaching each other everything there is to know about shooting, Sissy said. It's okay if you didn't bring your rifle. I made sure that we had one set up just for you. And if you like Zombie Strike, check this out.
Bad Moon Rising. Read about it at Derek-Ward.com.